Jan is asking if I could speak about the hand positions, palm or back of the hands. When we when we work with the rear wings, the wings of in our back, I tend to use the hands like that, that I use the back part. And they have a sort of relationship, that's how I feel it, to my shoulder blades. It's more the hard side. And here in front of my body, that's more the soft side, which is strong, more connected to the softness of the palms of my hands. And then it was interesting that normally I do the wings like that, because then I feel the shoulder blades, the back, and my hands are just connected to this. Yeah, it's more the nervous system that has to do with the upper system. Yeah. And then when I try, and we will do it afterwards, to create the gesture of balance like this, then from here I go up there, and up there I leave my upper hand. I have the back of my hands looking backwards. But up there, it feels I need it to create this gesture, but then I turn the hand and I feel with my palms towards the space behind. And it really feels very differently. It's like connecting to soft forces living in the backspace. And when I use the back of my hands, it's the same space, but through the back of my hands, maybe you can try it, I look into different energies, aspects, and when I use the palms of my hands, I feel much more forces which want to push and grow in this, just because they can reveal themselves much better through in the palms of my hands, and for this reason they show them like this. Yeah, so here I'm now in the forces of fullness and growth, and with my hands back like this, if I stay with my feelings in the back of my hands, it takes me more back. Just by turning my hands, I address different layers in the space I'm looking in. Maybe that's one attempt of trying to respond to what could be in this question.